greet you all in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Certainly a very great privilege for me to be here today to share the precious word of God with you, and also some of the testimonies of the experiences. Originally, it was planned to only be in transit, because all the flights from this part go back to Europe from Johannesburg. But then I thought I will extend one more day. Just see my brothers and my sisters. As our brothers said, I'm traveling and traveling. We had great, great meetings. We had stadiums rented in all these cities in the Czech Republic. And from 8,000 to 20,000 in the different cities. We saw the hand of God in a marvelous way. And we do believe that the return of our Lord is very, very near. At the same time, there are many dark trends coming up. But we have to share the true word of God. Because all interpretations will pass away. But the word of God remains true. But it does hurt me because of so many divisions. I believe the bride of Christ will be one. I believe the ministries will cooperate in the Holy Spirit. First the preachers must be one, and then the congregations will be one. So we understand from the word of God that we are a privileged people. Beloved brothers and sisters, you can go from denomination to denomination, from evangelist to evangelist, from charismatic personality to charismatic personality. They will believe many things, but they will not believe the direct promise given to us for our time. But we are the children of promise, believing the word of promise, receiving the spirit of promise. If you go to the denomination, asking them about Malachi chapter 4, they will move their shoulders, maybe move their heads. And then if you say that God fulfilled His word through the ministry of Brother Branham, if you speak about Elijah, they just turn away. They say it's already fulfilled with John the Baptist. But according to the Holy Scripture, John the Baptist was Malachi chapter 3, confirming Matthew 11 verse 10, confirming Mark chapter 1:1-3, confirming Luke chapter 3. It was the ministry before going before the Lord at the first coming. And in John chapter 1, the scribes had sent some to ask who John was. Are you Christ? He said, no, I'm not. Are you that prophet? There was a promise about the prophets. Deuteronomy chapter 18, from verse 16 to 19. So his answer was, no, I'm not. Are you Elijah? He said, I'm not. Who are you? In verse 23, he gave the answer, I'm the voice of him that cries every man of God placed his ministry into the word of God. And so Brother Branham's ministry is part of the plan of salvation. When God made the promise, I will send you Elijah the prophet. We have to go back to the Old and New Testament. We have to go to Isaiah chapter 13. From verse 6 to know what the day of the Lord is. And we have to go to Joel chapter 2. From verse 28 to 31. Where the Holy Scripture says, the sun will turn into darkness and the moon into blood before the great day of the Lord comes. And beloved brothers and sisters, in the first sermon on the day of Pentecost, the Apostle Peter referred to that scripture. In Acts 2 verse 20, we have the statement from Joel chapter 2. Sun will turn into darkness and the moon into blood before the great day of the Lord. And then you have to go to the book of Revelation to know precisely when this will happen. It will not happen in our time. It will happen after the rapture. I show you from the word of God in Revelation chapter 6, at the opening of the sixth seal, we read in Revelation chapter 6 verse 12, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became like sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood. Then you go to Matthew 24, showing precisely that it would happen after the great tribulation. Not only after the rapture, but after the great tribulation. Matthew chapter 24, verse 29, immediately after the great tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon shall give its light no more, and the stars shall fall from heaven. My beloved brothers and sisters, we live in a very, very special time. Never before was the counsel of God revealed as in our time. Never before was such a ministry on the face of the earth. Just before the time of grace would be over, God promised to send a prophet to restore all things. So we believe that promise with all our hearts. And it's not only written in the Old Testament, it's also confirmed in the New Testament. And we do have the answer of our Lord Himself, not of a prophet, not of a preacher, but the answer from the lips of our Lord. Matthew chapter
17,
if we read in verse 11, and Jesus answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. As I said, not only in the Old Testament, but after the ministry of John the Baptist was long finished, our Lord repeated and confirmed that promise from the Old Testament. How many of you believe the answer our Lord gave? If you have the answer from the Lord, you never go to a pastor. You never go to an evangelist. If you've got the answer from the Lord, you got the answer. And you've got the revelation that goes with the answer. Then Matthew 16 is confirmed. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And also in Mark chapter 9, verse 12, our Lord confirmed the promise. Verily, Elijah shall first come. So the ministry of Brother Branham was like the ministry of Elijah. What did Elijah do? He gathered all the children of Israel. He took the dry stone. He rebuilt the altar. He put the sacrifice on the altar. He poured the water on the sacrifice. And then he prayed, Lord God, let it be known today that you are the God in Israel. And I'm your servant. And that I've done all this according to your word. And then the answer came. And in verse 37 we read, in 1 Kings 18, and the Lord turned the hearts of the people back towards him. God doesn't turn our heads. He turns our hearts. In the head you've got arguments, but in the heart you have revelation by the Holy Spirit. And then you forever stay in the Word of God. I have written into my Bible this statement of Brother Branham just as it came from his lips. It was the first time he spoke about his direct ministry in 1958, and then in 1959. I knew Brother Branham since 1955. I am so grateful to Almighty God that I had the privilege
privilege to be an eyewitness, to be an ear witness, to be in his meetings in Germany and in the United States, to be in his home, to drive with him and driving with him in the same car. In fact, he was driving. And I sit next to him. And God gave me great privilege to grow under Brother Branham's ministry. Every sermon that was preached in the USA was sent to me in Germany. So I grew spiritually under Brother Branham's ministry. When I met Brother Branham the first time, I was 21. Now I'm almost 80. But by the grace of God, from the very first service, I knew this is a mention from God. I had no knowledge about this direct commission in 1955. But what my eyes had seen in the first service, I just had to say, no one could do these things unless God be with you. The blind received their sight. The crippled were healed. The cancer cases were healed. Every person coming into the prayer was healed on the platform. It was just a great time, a complete week of meetings. But then I had the desire to know what Brother Branham teaches, what he believes about the Godhead, about water baptism. I wanted to know all his doctrines. So by the grace of God, I could check everything with the Holy Scriptures. And I just have to say, he was like Elijah, taking the teachings of the 12 apostles, restoring the old foundation, like the Apostle Paul was writing to the Corinthians. I have laid the foundation. No other foundation can be laid but the one that is laid already. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. The New Testament church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Please understand, beloved brothers, we are not playing religion. God has given us the greatest opportunity to hear the last message, which the first message and the last must be the same. The foundation today must be the same foundation. When the children of Israel returned from the Babylonian captivity, they came back to Jerusalem. They found the old foundation. And when they found the old foundation, they cleaned all the rubble from that foundation. And then they rebuilt the temple. The same measurements, everything the same in the second temple as it was in the first temple. So it has happened in our time. Brother Branham had to clean the foundation, to put everything away that has not belong to that foundation. Because in the course of time, many different teachings came up. Different denominations came up. Even since the time of Reformation, which in 2017
2000.
It may be 500 years ago when the Reformation had the breakthrough. There were 1,000 years of the Dark Ages. No family had the Bible. Only the priests and the popes. They could say what they wished. They could do what they liked. But then came the time. The Bible was translated. The Dark Ages were finished. And now everybody could read the Holy Scriptures. And from that time, God gave many, many different workings of the Holy Spirit. Not Reformation, but blessings of God in the different denominations. Revival after revival. There was not only a Martin Luther. There was a Mr. Zwingli, a Calvin. There was a Jan Hus. There were many, many whom God has used in the different countries in Europe to bring the breakthrough of the Reformation. Then there was a John Wesley, a John Smith, a Menno Simons. There were many other men in the course of time, and in every revival, closer to the Word of God. And about over 100 years ago, in 1906, a mighty breakthrough of the Pentecostal revival. But let me say this not to criticize, but to say this with a broken heart. Even after the mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit, people remained in the same teachings. They remained in the Trinity teaching. They remained in the triune baptism. And they were speaking in tongues. They were prophesying. But remaining in the traditional teaching. And in Mark chapter 7, from verse 6, our Lord made the statement, in vain do they worship me, teaching the commandments of men. Wherever the commandments of men are being taught, it's not the worship in spirit and in truth. But in John chapter 4, our Lord said, God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Before you can worship God in spirit and truth, you must be led by the Holy Spirit into the truth. So we understand Brother Branham's ministry. He shared with us the mystery of God. Not three different eternal persons, but one God.
Amen.
And in the New Testament, to accomplish his own plan of salvation, he revealed himself as our Father in heaven, in his only begotten Son on earth, in the believers by the Holy Spirit. God above us, God with us, God in us. We were placed back as sons and daughters of God into our original position. So we understand from the Holy Scriptures, it was necessary for the message to come before the return of Christ, because there must be a restoration, a restoration back to the Word, back to the original foundation, back to the original teaching. The Holy Scripture never knows of a single place where someone would have said, God the Son. Not a single time. Not in the Bible. Not a single time. God the Holy Ghost. But always the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. Always the Son of God. But never God the Son. Never God the Holy Spirit. But always God the Father. So the time has come to be led by the Holy Spirit into all the truths. And therefore, if we pray, we pray our Father who art in heaven. Nobody prays our Son who art in heaven. Nobody prays our Holy Ghost who art in heaven. No, we address God and pray in spirit and in truth. The same is with water baptism. People just misunderstand Matthew 28. But beloved friends, four times our Lord gave the Great Commission. In Matthew 28, in Mark 16, in Luke 24, in John chapter 20, our Lord spoke to his disciples after the resurrection for 40 days, teaching them the things of the kingdom of God. At the end of the 40 days, he took them to Bethany, raised his hands and blessed them, and before their eyes he was taken to heaven. And the Holy Scripture says, not only in Luke chapter 24, verse 50 and 51, but especially in Acts chapter 1, verse 9 to 11, the same Jesus that was taken from you into heaven will come in the same way as you have seen him going up into heaven. Some believe the Lord has already come. Some believe the blood is of the mercy seat. Some believe seven thunders doctrines in different ways. All misunderstandings. And to right to have the right understanding, you have to go back to the Word of God. If you take statements out of context, like the singers were singing about the New Jerusalem, and if you go to Revelation chapter 21, John saw the New Jerusalem coming down from heaven. But in reality, it has not yet come. But he saw it. William Branham saw many things, and people think they've taken place, but they will take place when the time comes. I don't know why so many misunderstand. I read to you what Brother Branham said on February 9, 1959, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ. The message given to you will be a forerunner of the second coming of Christ. And then Brother Branham added the statement, not that I would be the forerunner, but the message was to be the forerunner. So we understand very well, the Lord has taken his servant and prophet, but the divine message, including all the mysteries of the plan of salvation, was left with us. And we share the word of God with God's people. But now if somebody comes claiming to be the eighth messenger, then you go to the scripture. You go to the scripture. Then you go to Revelation chapter 1. And in the hands of the Lord were six stars. Seven stars. And the seven stars were the seven angels of the seven churches. So the seven angels, the seven messengers, were in the hands of the Lord. In whose hand is the eighth messenger? I sure not in the hand of the Lord. You cannot add one thing to the word of God. Leave the word of God the way it is written. Believe the Holy Scriptures. And if somebody claims the blood is no more on your mercy, then you take them to Revelation chapter 7, that even the great multitude from the great persecution, it is written, they wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb. Even after the rapture, those who go through the tribulation wash the robes in the blood of the Lamb. Say amen. And if you go to Revelation chapter 12, they overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb. Word of the testimony. Always go back to the word of God. I cannot tolerate a single wrong teaching. I cannot. It makes me sick in my soul. God's word alone is the truth. Every interpretation is wrong. It's causing confusion. Just imagine, like one brother told me, and it happened in Johannesburg many years ago. And he said, Brother Frank, you don't preach the message. I said, Brother, that's all I've done in all the years. No, he said, you don't. I said, how come? Because you don't believe the seven thunders. And then he continued and said, the seven thunders are the message. And when I asked him, what are the seven thunders? He said, it's a revelation. And when I asked, what is this revelation? He said, it's a mystery. And when I ask for this mystery, it's only revealed to us. So I left a cup of tea and I went back to the airport with many tears in my eyes. I say again, I cannot and will not tolerate a single teaching that is not in the word of God. I will not tolerate anything that is being added to the word of God. If you go to Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, we are told to believe all the things written in this book. Shall we read verse 3 of Revelation chapter
1?
Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep all these things which are written in it. Say amen. Keep those things which are written in it. If at the moment when the seven voices will utter the thunders, John heard the voice from heaven. Write it not. Seal it up.
When it's a book,
it did not become part of the written word of God. And therefore God will take care of it when the time comes. We're just to believe the word of God. And I must share one more thought with you. The word of God brings us into the will of God. And the spiritual food that God gives us at this time is connected to the will of God. In John chapter 4, verse 34, Jesus says unto them, my food is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. If we talk about food, like Matthew 24, even when the Lord called me on April 2nd, 62, and Brother Branham confirmed it on December 3rd, 62, saying the food you're to put in store is a promised word for this day. So the promised word of God brings us into the will of God. And after we do the will of God, we shall see the completion. Let us go directly to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. And here we shall read verse
10.
But by which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Christ once for all. In his will, in his word, in his plan, we are sealed forever. By one offering. When Christ died on the cross of Calvary, he took all our sins, all our disobedience, all our own ways. He took everything upon himself. And he prayed, not my will, but thy will be done. So this is our time. We must pray, not my will, but thy will be done. And in verse 14 we read, for by one offering he is perfected forever. Then let us sanctify. John chapter 17:17. Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is the truth. So we understand. It's not just a theory as a message. It's the last message to the bride of Christ. Only those who are part of the bride will hear the voice of the bridegroom. All the others will walk in their own way. Like it is in the natural. If there is a wedding announced somewhere, not all the ladies prepare. One lady prepares. And that one lady is the bride. The one has the promise. So it is now. When the bride of Christ, only those are part of the bride of Christ. They hear the voice of the bridegroom. All the others will walk on in their own way. So by the grace of God, we understand our time, the calling out time, the preparation time. Like in Matthew 25, behold, the bridegroom comes. Go ye out to meet him. Prepare. In verse 6 it says, go ye out to meet him. Second Corinthians 6 we read, my people come out from among them. We have to come out from all denominations, from all teachings, from all that is not in agreement with our God. We shall not commit spiritual fornication. We shall return to Christ, to the Word of God, and be sanctified in the will and Word of God. Only if you're in the Word of God, you're in the will of God. If you're in the will of God, you're in the Word of God. If you go to Matthew chapter 7, from verse 21, we have a very sad story, but it would be a reality. Here we read, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father who is in heaven. So this is God's time. So God's people to come out from all confusion. And I say this in the name of the Lord. Don't follow and don't support a brother who's teaching wrong doctrine. This is God's time to unite his people, that the bride shall be one. And all the ministries are placed into the body of Christ. In Hebrews chapter 10, in verse 36, this is addressed directly to us. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. After you have done the will of God, you will receive the promise. Our Lord made the promise in John chapter 14. I go to prepare the place. Then I will return and take you to be where I am. In 2 Peter chapter 3, from verse 1 to 3 we read, this conference will ask in the last days, where is the promise of his return? Where is the promise of his return? 2,000 years have come and gone. Where is the promise of his return? He will not be late. He will come in the right time. When the calling out has taken place, when the restoration has taken place, when the preparation has taken place, according to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27, there will be a church without spot, washed in conceived by the Holy Spirit. One was Christ. Beloved brothers and sisters, also one more point. Some people, especially preachers, misunderstand what Brother Branham said in the rapture about 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. They don't read all he said. I'm reading from his lips. It's a message to get the people together. A message comes first. And then he goes to Matthew 25. And says, now is lamp trimming time. Rise and trim your lamps. What watch will he come? Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Rise and trim your lamps. And they did. And some of them found out that they had no oil in their lamp. But it's lamp trimming time. It's Malachi chapter 4 time. My beloved brothers and sisters, I want you to know this. If we read Brother Branham's statements in the context they were made, there is no problem. But if we just read one line or one statement and leave the rest, then brothers have come to the conclusion that since the opening of the seals, the Lord is already descending. That's not true. Since the opening of the seven seals, when Brother Branham saw the picture of that supernatural cloud, and by the way, I, Brother Frank, made a trip to Washington, D.C. I held that picture in my hands in the Hall of Art in Washington, D.C. on December the 18th, 1969. But the angel of the Lord said, turn the picture the right way. And when you turn it, we can see the face of the Lord. The white wig. And he made a statement. Here you see Christ as judge. Like the greatest judges had the white running around. Here you see him as judge. From the opening of the seals, you will have no excuse anymore. The true word of God was revealed. The mysteries were revealed. And you will be judged by the word of God. As the Holy Scripture says. So we don't live in darkness. It was not the bridegroom. Not son of man, but judge. Even in this connection, we have to pay precise attention what the Holy Scripture says. When the Bible speaks about son of man, believe as son of man. When it speaks about son of God, believe as son of God. When it speaks about son of Abraham, believe as son of Abraham. Son of David, believe as son of David. As son of God, he is our Savior. As son of man, he is prophet. As son of David, he is king. As son of Abraham, he is the heir of all things. And we're heirs with him. put everything in the right place. One more thing, Revelation chapter 10. I was together with Brother Branham just before the opening of the seventh
seal.
And he asked me to preach two times in Jefferson. I preached two times in Jefferson. In the morning service, in the evening service. And then Brother Branham asked me to preach for him in Los Angeles to the full gospel businessmen in the meeting arranged by Demas Shekin. I had never been to Los Angeles before. I never knew Demas Shekarian. But because Brother Graham asked me, I took a flight to Los Angeles and I preached in his stead. But his words were these: I must move with my family to Arizona, to Tucson, because of a vision the Lord showed me. You all remember the vision. He spoke about it, especially on December the 30th, 1962. And when Brother Branham was on the mountain called the Sunset Mountain, something very special happened. He heard seven mighty thunderclaps. No voices. Just thunderclaps. And then he looked up. And then he saw that supernatural cloud. And then he was taken into this cloud. And the seven in the pyramid, seven angels, spoke to Brother Branham. Returned to Jeffersonville for the opening of the seventh. So there were seven mighty thunderclaps. And Brother Branham said, the whole earth was shaking. The tops of the trees were cut. And the rocks were moving down the mountain. In 1969, Brother Reverend Perry Green took us to that place. I saw the rocks with my own eyes. I saw the chopped off trees with my own eyes. Just like Brother Branham had said. And then he made the statement, there is rapture and faith in the seven thunders. There's a new name in the seven thunders. He made a number of statements because of that great experience. But brothers, misunderstand. Because he did not were on earth or did not have the privilege to see all these things. So by the grace of God, my ministry is a teaching ministry. Not only to place everything in the Bible the right way, but everything Brother Branham said, to put it in the right place, in the right connection. Then you don't have two things, Bible and message. The message is the Bible. And the Bible is the message. We have got one thing. Beloved brothers and sisters, let me finally say this. We believe with all our hearts that the return of our Lord is imminent. But Brother Branham also made a wonderful statement when he spoke about his vision beyond the curtain of time. He heard the voice saying, only perfect love. What is perfect love? To love God. To love His Word. To love His preachers. To love His people. And our Lord said, if you love one another, even the world will recognize that you are my Son. So perfect love will take us there. There are many things which need to be said, especially when it comes to the wrong teaching. We have to emphasize the right teaching. So now is the time when the message goes forth as a last call. And whosoever has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. But in reference to the return of Christ, His return will be on the same day. In one end of the earth will be night, in the other will be day. Not 40 years. It will be on the same day. In the twinkling of an eye. So does the scriptures say. And so we believe. Many times Brother Branham referred to Luke 17. Should I read to you quickly from Luke 17? Luke 19. Yes. Or is it 17? Sure. Where Brother Branham referred to many times? Yeah. Luke 17, right. As it was in verse 28, as it was in the days of
Christ.
Please listen to verse 29. By the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven. Verse 13. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, let him that is on the housetop not go back into the house. He that sit in the field not return. Remember Lot's wife. You can read on in time. And verse 34, I tell you, in that night there shall be two women in the one bed. The one will be taken, one will be left. You know the scripture. So on the same day, on the day that we're going to be taken tomorrow, that is when the time of grace for the Gentiles will be over. And according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, from verse 51, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all fall asleep, but we all shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. You believe it? I believe it. When God speaks, it happens. When God says, let there be light, the next moment there's light. When God says, the earth shall bring forth, the earth brought forth. Whatever God says happens at the very moment. And then the Holy Scripture says, what is going to take place? Verse 54. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written. Death is swallowed up into the victory. Blessed be God who gave us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the same we read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, where the Holy Scripture tells us what will take place. I love the way this is written. Verse 14, for if we believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again, even so them who are asleep in Jesus, God will bring with him. And then verse 15, I just love it. For this we say unto you as the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Just thus says the Lord.
Amen.
Thus says the Lord. That we who are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not precede them that who are asleep. Say amen.
Amen.
Now listen to the next verse. Verse 16. For the Lord himself, not a message, not a revelation, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout.
Yes.
And the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise. And they shall rise first. And then we shall be changed. And be caught up on the clouds. Here you read the word clouds. Gathered and into the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
Amen.
When one brother in Virginia, USA, Brother Frank, we are all raptured, the whole church is raptured. But you are left behind. I said, beloved brother, this cannot be. Yes, he said, we're all raptured. I said, beloved brother, I'm here and you are here. You're not changed and I'm not. And then he said, but it's a revelation. Rapture is a revelation. I said, beloved, rapture will be a reality. The second coming of Christ will be a reality. The dead in Christ will rise. That's a reality. We shall be changed. That will be a reality. Whoever doesn't believe, as the scripture says, I have a doubt if the inside is already changed. God made the promise in the Old Testament. I will make a new covenant. I will give you a new heart. I will give you a new spirit. A new life. In Matthew chapter 27, from verse 26 to 28, our Lord said, this is the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for me for the remission of sins. If you're not changed on the inside, now, you will not be changed on the outside at the return of Christ. Now is God's time. Now is our time. This is the day the Lord has made for us. to have the experiences our brothers and sisters had at the very beginning. We've come back to the same foundation, to the doctrines of the apostles. We have been restored, because God said, I will restore. And according to Acts chapter 3, from verse 17 to 21, our Lord remains in heaven unto the times of restoration. So this is the most important time in the history of mankind. Don't miss the time of God's visitation. Don't add anything to the word of God. Nothing has God forgotten. No. God was mindful of everything. I believe with all my heart that through the ministry of Brother Branham, all the mysteries from Genesis to Revelation, I didn't have a single additional revelation. Not a single one. I was led by the Holy Spirit. Deeper and deeper into the Word. There was more and more understanding. More and more revelation. But nothing was added. We had a complete message. God kept His Word. He sent us His prophets. We recognized the day and the message. And now we are prepared. How many are prepared? God bless you. God bless you. I don't need to speak about my calling, because the Holy Scripture says no one testifies of himself. If I give a testimony, just like the Apostle Paul, when we read in Acts chapter 9, Acts chapter 22, Acts chapter 26, the Apostle Paul refers to his experience. And he speaks of the life that it paid. He speaks about the voice he heard, about the commission he received. And that was a divine authority in his ministry. The Apostle Paul had no authority of his own. But because of the divine commission, he had a responsibility to share the word of God with the true believers in that time, and even in our time. So if I say I heard the voice of the Lord, that is absolute truth. For the first time on April the 2nd, but I heard his voice a number of times, just giving some information, like in 1976, when I booked my flight to India, also the flight from Bombay to Madras. Just as you hear my voice, I was sitting in the small office, and the voice of the Lord always comes from the right, very strong, goes through all your bones. My servant cancel your trip to India. And everybody knows me, I keep my word. I keep my promises. So I was praying and weeping and saying, Lord, all the places are rented and the meetings are announced. How can I cancel the truth? And just a little longer, I was still praying, going outside praying. And when I returned into the small office again, Joseph sat at the same table, a quarter to 12 in the morning, just very strong. My servant cancel your trip to
him.
Then I knew what I had to do. I asked the Lord to forgive me that I did not obey at the first time. My name was on the passengers list from Bombay to Madras. And the flight took fire after taking off. And all the 96 passengers died in the flames. But I was not there. Because the Lord had said, my servant canceled your
treatment.
There have been a number of such experiences. And I'm just grateful to Almighty God. Now I look back to all these many years sharing the word of God with a few millions, where we don't come by air, we go by TV. And I've been to 155 countries in these past 46 years, just as the Lord commanded me to go from city to city, to share the spiritual
food.
As Brother Branham confirmed and said, wait for the giving out of the
food.
Until you get the rest of the food, then the giving out will come. I only obey the divine commission. I'm just a brother with all the brothers. There are only different callings, but no difference among the brothers. We're all on the same level, and we all depend on the grace of God. But by His grace, I was called to share the word of God. And maybe one more song. I know the time is against us, but one more song. When I first heard about the seven tongue doctrine, that is many years ago, I was so troubled. I could not answer this question. And I went to my room after the service. But the next morning, and I still have the same watch today, it was 5 to 5 in the morning when this tremendous experience was over. You can never imagine. The voice of the Lord goes right through your bones. It doesn't only come to your ears. It just really penetrates everything that
comes.
And the Lord spoke these words. My servant rise and read 2 Timothy chapter 4.
It is called the Psalm.
Second time, rise and read
2
Timothy 4. I rose, I read 2 Timothy 4 from verse 1 to 5. And when I finished reading verse 5, I started with verse 1. I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead. Preach the word. In the meantime or out of time, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but heap themselves up teachers having itching. After I read this text the second time, I placed my Bible on the small table. My hands went up to the air like this. And I said, Dear Lord, as certain as John was commanded, not to write what the seven voices uttered, it did not become part of the Word of God that I must preach. As I just read, preach the word. So if 70 angels would come from
him
and say, we have the mystery of the seven thunders, I would say, please return from where you came. There is such an assurance in the word of God. And let me finish this. In telling you that Revelation 10 will be fulfilled precisely as it is written. Not when the Lord comes as bridegroom, not when he comes as Son of Man, and all nations will be gathered before him to judge them, when he comes as the angel of the covenant, when the rainbow over us. As seen in Revelation chapter
4,
when he comes in that way, as the original owner,
Amen.
He will put one foot on and that is the moment
when
he shall roar like a lion. But he's a lion of the tribe of Judah.
Amen.
Not the lion of the church.
Amen.
Not a single time.
Amen.
Please place everything according to the word of God. And then when this happens, seven voices will utter. It will not only be thunders, it will be something said. So we understand it will take place when this event will be. Are you sanctified in the truth? You live by every word of God. You believe every word of God the way it is written. Do you leave every word where it is
written?
And if you go to Daniel chapter
12,
verse 6, 7, and
8,
when the angel raises his hands to swear by him that lives forever, there will be a time, times, and a dividing of time. Just 3.5 years to the total end. We could share many, many things with you. I finish in saying, God has sent His servant and prophet. But now we need the teaching ministry to place everything in the right
position.
That we have the picture of the plan of salvation. May God bless all my ministry. May the same Holy Spirit that was upon the prophets be upon each one that claims to believe the message of the prophets, that they have the same revelation, come into the unity of the faith, preparing for the second coming. How many wish to be ready? Matthew chapter 25, verse 10. They that were ready went into the marriage, and the door was closed. Be ready.
Prepared.
It's calling on time.
It's
going in time. We come out from all denominations. From our own teachings, back to the original foundation laid by the apostles and prophets. The first and the last baptism must be the same. Everything must be the same. At the resurrection, everything will be
as it was before.
So we understand the importance of Brother Branham's ministry.
It's
about the message of the
hour.
May God bless you.
Amen.
May He be with you.
Amen.
I promised to some of the brothers that I would return, God willing, to a few cities in your country. Many years ago, 1969, 1970, with Brother Sidney Jackson, my old friend, a friend of William
Brown,
we went from city to city in your country. I had the first part in sharing the message in your country. So God willing, I'm expecting the return of Christ. All the signs of the time speak about, but should the Lord tarry, I'm willing to come back once again, and that should be my last time. I told all the brothers in the different countries that my impression is my last visit before the return of Christ. I just believe. I don't know when, but I believe it will happen. It will happen in this generation. For this generation shall not pass, shall all things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth will pass away, my words will not pass. So may God bless you. May He be with you.
I mean,
just pray for me, and I pray for you. And may this be the day, the day you made the right decision to follow the Lord, not a man, but to follow the Lord, and to be sanctified in the trust, and to be found in the will of God, in the word of God, at the return of Christ. Should I not see you on earth? I'm sure I will see you. Let us stand and pray. Let us stand and pray. Dear Lord, I'm weak in my body, but I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that your blessings, divine revelation, divine dedication, divine obedience, that all things might be restored in every brother, in every sister. And I emphasize, dear Lord, your part in this. We don't follow a man. We follow you, our Lord and Savior. You have used men to speak through from the very beginning. You had your prophets, you had your apostles, you had your servant in our time. Dear Lord, now your message with all the promises goes forth into all the nations as the last call before the marriage supper of the Lamb would be. Dear Lord, we read in Revelation 19, verse 7, and his bride has made herself ready. May in these moments something supernatural happen with each and every one who believes the word of God. Receive full divine revelation. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive divine dedication, divine obedience, divine faith, and be restored, fully restored by the power of God. Dear Lord, we thank you. I believe you have done it. things you've done it with everyone that believes now. And we know thy will, and we're prepared to do thy will. Be with us until we meet you, our Lord and Savior. Glory be to your holy name. Bless all ministering brethren. Bless all fellowships. Bless the whole country. Bless all the neighboring countries. And we give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Thank you for the invitation. You may be seated. Thank you, beloved brother, who has come to be with us. Thank you, brother. Thank you, all the brothers who are here today. The Lord bless you all and be with you. God bless you. Thank you.